This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you want some of that chocolate Stephanie was just telling us about, there will be a trip to the grocery store involved, of course. And once you get there, you will see something many, many, many things, actually, immediately identifiable, but so normal they have become almost invisible. The humble barcode. Grocery stores, library books, concert tickets, and that package that just came in the mail, all of them barcoded. And while they are everywhere now, they haven't always been around, and they haven't always looked the way they do.
My name is Jordan Frith, and I'm the Pierce Professor of Professional Communication at Clemson University. And I'm the recent author of the book called Barcode. The first barcode that really, like, mattered came from the grocery industry. And the grocery industry had long been searching out ways to automate parts of the checkout process. So in the early 70s, they put together a committee to explore whether the barcode was like a possible way to change the processes in grocery store and reduce retail costs and improve inventory. And the first thing they'd do was decide if barcodes were viable. They decided yes. Then they had to decide on a barcode symbol. They asked for applicants and they narrowed it down to 7 finalists for symbols. 6 of them you wouldn't recognize as barcodes at all. One of them was the bullseye. There was another that looked like a sun. There was another that looked like a fan. And by the end, it was clear of those 7 finalists that there were 2 front runners, the RCA bullseye or the IBM symbol. RCA was pushing really hard for their barcode to be adopted as this industry standard. There was a lot of worry from the symbol selection committee that if they didn't pick RCA, it was going to slow barcode adoption, because RCA actually threatened to pull out of the barcode industry completely if their symbol wasn't selected. However, in their very last meeting, they picked a symbol which is called the IBM symbol, despite being basically the latest of the 7 finalists, like the last one invented. It won because it was technically superior, and that symbol is the symbol we still use today. Those vertical black lines and white spaces that has become this icon of capitalism, this dystopian image in science fiction, tattoos people get. I got a barcode tattoo when my book came out of the book's ISBN. Normally I finish a book and I'm like, oh, I never want to talk about this again. But barcodes I loved. And as a sign that I maybe got way too into my research, I did actually teach myself to read barcodes manually, what each of those pairs of lines means and what number they represent, but not off the top of my head because I'm not a total weirdo. The symbol selection committee, they had absolutely no idea how important it would be. Their estimates were that if it was really successful, eventually it would be used in 10,000 stores. No one in any of those meetings was talking about picking a symbol or developing a data standard in 1973 and still scanned billions of times a day. Part of the reason they've succeeded this long is that they work fine. They just do their job and they work. They're kind of like a pencil. You don't need a better pencil.
Jordan Frith, a very enthusiastic Jordan Frith. Who can read a barcode by himself? He's in Clemson, South Carolina.